hopefully people will go ahead and accept this this reorganisation now and not continue arguing whether they should have been or what should or should have been done, but look at what councils should be doing and how they can give a better service to the community they're representing, rather than arguing about how it should be reorganised, because that's over and done with. The important thing is now for the councillors and the people to accept the system, make the best of it, and what powers they would get from central government and what's appropriate for to be dealt with at local authorities.
And even more importantly, I suppose, how those tasks and how those responsibilities are to be funded.
That's right, yes, the question of funding, and of course that brings in the contradiction in politics all the time. Like if you're spending money, the money has to come from somewhere, and if you're spending money, taxes have to be levied, so there's much more enthusiasm for spending the money than raising the money in taxes, but that's human nature, I suppose, but still, it's no good sweeping it under the carpet.
Inevitably, no doubt, even though the power has now been devolved from the councils, Irish Water is going to form a central part of these discussions over the weekend.
It's
the issue they can't be escaped from.
It's all right. Like it's becoming an ongoing thing all the time. But I suppose the only time it'll stop is when the actual system improves.